My name is Cody Sankey, and I am the Purebred Beef Cattle Center Manager and Livestock Judging Team Coach at Michigan State University.
Cody, there's a dispersal sale coming up on Monday. Tell me about this.
Michigan State University on Monday will be selling all but 10 of their registered Herefords and be practically totally dispersing the herd. And we'll be moving out some of the most elite genetics in the Hereford breed. MSU's had Herefords for over 100 years, and so we have quite a bit to offer.
Yeah, I understand this herd's been going quite a while. Give me some of the history.
Well, Michigan State started the Herefords here, date back at the university to the late 1800s, and we've had them here ever since then. And Michigan State's been one of the pillars in the Hereford breed as far as having breed-leading genetics, and we've sold, whether it's cattle, semen, or embryos, to all the continents in the world except Antarctica.
Wow. So why is it being dispersed?
Budget cuts at the university, decisions to make a change, I guess, in the program by upper-level administration in the direction of the unit and where it's going to head.
Can you say how this will affect some of the research that's going on at the university and what this herd has meant to the research that's come out of the university?
I'd say probably not as much as research. It's more from a teaching standpoint. Michigan State strived over the last 100 years to try to create the greatest teaching opportunity for our students at Michigan State University. It's been the goal of Dr. Ron Nelson and Harlan Ritchie and Dr. Dave Hawkins through those years to have the highest quality purebred livestock utilized for teaching here on campus to try and recruit in some of the best students from across the United States.
How will those teaching opportunities be affected then?
As far as having the high-quality livestock, as far as the Herefords, they will be that will hinder that a little bit. There still will be 10 Herefords here, and they'll still have their registered Angus herd. But the goal has been here in the past to try and create the best learning opportunity for students here in Michigan and from the Great Lakes region and across the U.S. to come here. As they approach into the future, I think still be a positive learning institution and just probably take it as a little different angle or approach than it has in the past.
Characterize how the purebred herd is used in teaching.
The purebred herd is used quite a bit here on campus for our livestock evaluation courses, our beef management courses. We utilize it quite a bit for our students to try and just show them. Obviously, our herd's not as big as some that they'll find out in the industry, but we use it as a small sample to try and show them, you know, learning how to breed and feed and maintain purebred cows and understand genetic selection and genetic evaluation, expected progeny differences, artificial insemination, embryo transfer, things of that nature, try and provide those learning opportunities for our students.
You said you're the judging coach. How does it play into judging instruction?
It's very beneficial to have as high a quality livestock that you can find here on campus. One, it makes it pretty easy when you don't have to go away from the university. You have that ability right here on campus to use it for livestock judging classes or live animal evaluation courses or any of those. So it's pretty beneficial to have that high quality seed stock right here on campus.
You say the motivation for dispersing the herd is budget cuts. Isn't it possible that a herd like this can sustain itself just by being a purebred herd?
Yes, the herd can sustain itself. As with any institutions and things, there's a lot of other costs that go into it that maybe that you wouldn't incur in the private sector, but definitely the opportunity there for the herd to be self-sustaining.
How big is the herd to begin with?
Right now, Michigan State will run about 150 cows. That's 50 Angus cows, 50 Hereford cows, and 50 commercial cows that we use for embryo transfer. about a third, a third, and a third, and then we put embryos, both Angus and Hereford, in those commercial cows. And so, you know, we calve out roughly 75 of each breed here each year.
You say you're keeping the Angus herd, dispersing most of the Hereford herd. Does that say anything about the breed?
No, I think it was just a decision made here on campus. We feel that our Hereford genetics have a lot to offer and promote out in the U.S. along with our Angus. And the vision of the future of this beef barn, I guess, was what they decided. The direction they were going to head was based a little more around the Angus side of things than the Herefords. But I don't think it really says anything about each breed individually. Michigan State certainly has had a long, outstanding legacy here at the university with Hereford cattle and outstanding faculty members and beef herdsmen here. We have two fellows that have been the faculty coordinators, Dr. Ron Nelson and Harlan Ritchie, that are currently inducted into the Saddle and Sirloin Club, the highest honor bestowed upon a livestock person. Dr. David Hawkins, soon to be, hopefully, inducted into there. So quite a legacy and tradition here. I've been working with Ken Guns here. He's another outstanding faculty coordinator. And just a long legacy and history of high-quality seed stock and people here at Michigan State University.
My guess is that you're not going to let this dispersal in any way be a diminishing of the teaching capacity of Michigan State.
As they proceed into the future, I don't foresee that. It'll be up to those who are in charge to make those decisions, how they foresee the teaching experience here at Michigan State.